you know, what you went through as you came out of Guillain-Barré syndrome, and the doctor said that you were going to have to restart everything. You were going to have to learn how to walk, talk, eat, all right from scratch, just like you were a newborn baby. And yeah, that's what I remember. But how about you? What's your talk on life reset?
There's that, you know, that's a forced reset, you know. But, you know, we get to a certain point, you know, we're disgruntled and get negative waves and all that in our lifetime, you know, get sick of our job or, you know, stuck in being the stock boy, you know, when we want to be a teller or something, you know, and we get disgruntled, get sick of it, you know. We've got to stop, you know, set goals, make room for happy thoughts. You know, otherwise, you know, some of these diseases, you know, that force reset us are because of poor life choices, you know, habits, you know, tobacco use, alcohol use, stuff like that, drug use, you know, and then we're forced to reset. You know, we don't want to get to that point, so where we're forced to reset, make goals about, you know, prioritizing on how to be happy. Otherwise, you know, you're just looking to, because, you know, we think happiness has nothing to do with health, but it does. You know, if you're happy, you can exercise more efficiently, you know. So that's what I figure, you know, is set goals to make yourself, put yourself into a happy spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, right now, if I wasn't prioritizing my happiness, you know, thinking of the show weekly, you know, absorbing all the knowledge I can so I can hopefully give out good info to the listeners, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm feeling like, I remember back in one of the old Archie comics from the 70s. Remember they used to have sort of like a spy series, and the bad guys brought in a sponge alien to absorb the good guys' knowledge?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah. They ended up trapping it in with an adult and come out, duh, you know. We could be like that, you know, be adult, not care, because you're not going to get sick.
Yeah.
You're too adult. But, you know, if you're the normal person, we gotta stop with the negative waves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to get negative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn on the media, look at your social platforms, you know, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Just all filled with negativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our negative addictions.
Yeah. You know, I just see it more and more. I'm starting to get into watching the old movies, you know, the black and white, just because of how polluted our media has become, you know. Well, you know, the news and the movies and all that, even, it's all filled with negativity, promoting it. So, you know, I think the last time I went to a movie was one of the Star Wars movies. I remember we watched it in Mission and the earthquake shook the building and we thought it was part of the movie effect because it was a big explosion. So we thought they had rumble seats. That's the last time I was in a movie. That's probably over 10 years ago. Just because, you know, I see the trailers and all that. It's just, I just don't want to be sucked into getting negative.
So,
that's what I figure on reset. You know, we don't have to throw everything out. We just got to assess our habits, assess our financial, assess our physical, you know, and make room for improvements that'll help us be beneficial to ourselves and others. You know, because we're all in it together. If we weren't meant to be with each other, we'd be all living in the sticks a mile at each park. That's what I think of life reset. There's forced resets for those of us that have been afflicted with all sorts of ailments, you know, and others because of accidents or on-job injuries and all that. Being forced to reset, we don't want that to happen to us.
Yeah.
You know, but it's inevitable sometimes. So, yeah.
Well, very, very awesome and intuitive as usual. We really appreciate and thank you for, you know, just the thought that you put into the subjects and the music that you choose. It's just all comes together in the end. It's just like you're talking about, if you want to get to heaven. We could be on heaven on this earth, or we can be in hell on this earth. And we get to choose. That's the special thing about life. We get the choice. And thank you so much for all the great words of wisdom that you bring to us and the music that you share with us. It's just all awesome and amazing.
Good to be alive. That's all I can say. And I hope all the rest of the listeners and you guys there at the station have the same feelings. It's good to be alive.
Yes, for sure we do.
We don't want to be going around like that old Indian on the movies goes out. I think it's a good day to die.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, I thank you guys for having me on, and thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send all back to you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Lots of love to you.
Yeah, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to get a hold, hopefully, of the Electric Lady Faima and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So stay tuned. But first, we're going to play a song for them. And this is from Shaky Graves, and the song is called Roll the Bones. So enjoy, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
They put up the good fight. They say that someday everybody dies alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That was Shaky Graves, Roll the Bones. And we have on the line with us, we have Lady Fima, the Electric Lady Fima, and the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you ladies
Hello.
Doing today?
Really well, thanks.
And
did
you're
we lose Lady Fima?
Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Welcome. My greeting to you and the rest of the wonderful guests and the team and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we'll start with you, Lady Fima, on our subject, which is life reset. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Thank you so much. Life reset is basically we have to bring the clock of our life to be healthy, happy, and reach out for our own success. And some people, the success, it could be exam, the dream job that you always wanted to have, and many more. Just polish and find out your talent. And the life reset basically is coming. If you want to be successful, we have to take, you know, the counseling. The counseling, because they give us, you know, the instrument to the people to find the happiness, to find the goal, your goal, to find yourself, ourselves, to find your talent. And by the communication, that communication is very sensitive and is very important with one another. Through the communication, we reach out to each other's soul, one soul to another soul, to understand one another and to make sure we are on the same page and we understand one another. The peace and the heart that we all wanted. The humanity is really thirsty and hungry for it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm saying it, because the war is happening in this world. We are not far from this one. We cannot look at it. And we have to make a difference by own voice, own action, to reach out, send our message, the message of the peace and the harmony, to the United Nations. Not by the attacking, just by your powerful words, anyone that you know, and let it happen. Let the peace is shining to this month. Positive, joyful, hopeful changes for the humanity and the new generation. And I wish the peace for the world and love for all the humanity, even for the animals and the plants, that they are providing the food for the humanity. Thank you very much for having me. After all that, I am the student and I am the servant of mankind. Love and peace to each one of you. Thank you.
Beautiful, wonderful words. Very empowering and positive. Always a blessing to hear your words. And we're going to get with the president of Minnetonka Park Association too. We'd also like to hear your words on life reset.
Yes, there's been, this is such a great topic, and there's been so many different methods that have been offered up in what we're sharing together here today. There's so many different ways for people to enter into resetting their life. Like I heard you were saying earlier about, you know, that trauma can sometimes create the life reset, sometimes in a way that, from my perspective, if it stays like a wound, it can stay as a contraction and make a person's life very hard and small and really painful, or it can become a catalyst for expansion ultimately if there's a healing element in it. But I loved also I also love what your brother was saying, where, you know, there can be daily awarenesses, you know, the daily awarenesses of what are you feeding, what am I nourishing my mind with, whether it's music or the meat, like am I feeding it or am I poisoning it with negativity or a lot of, you know, like beyond negative, like our life isn't always going to be positive. There's going to be pain and suffering around us, but to unnecessarily feed or nourish that, not nourish it, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's important, that day-to-day awareness. But what came to mind when I was thinking of life reset is like that dark night of the soul that can happen, like walking around with a little roadmap inside our mind that we don't even know we have, that unconscious roadmap that we've learned from our families or the broader sort of surroundings. And then all of a sudden life shifts because something big happens, which can be very traumatic, but it kind of can catapult us into a very dark place. But then it can also be that where the seeds of a spiritual rebirth can happen. And then I was thinking about what you were saying, where in some cases it can be encouraged through very intentional ceremonial experiences as well, or therapeutically mind-altering types of experiences with that intentionality brought to it. This is just that there's just so many different ways that people can grow and heal and expand in that best way. My big thing is that I think we need to remember, like, don't go on autopilot all the time. You know, like, it's so easy to get on autopilot, and it's okay to relax, but to stay on autopilot, we can end up, you know, just not really stepping into our life in a meaningful way.
Yes, that's so true. And we really do appreciate your words and your input and your stances on our subjects. It's always just a really treat to hear the perspective of other people on our subjects, because they range from all over the place. And we're all at different stages in our lives too. Some of us are in a reset as we speak.
And I see that in a dynamic way, that we can continue to do resets. It's not like a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, we really appreciate both of you for joining us and sharing what you have to say on our subjects. And it's just always an honor and a blessing and privilege just to hear from both of you. And we thank you and appreciate you for coming on and joining us. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
I hope everyone out there has a great weekend.
Yes. And you too. And also, Lady Fima, you have a special wonderful week too, and lots of love to both of you.
Okay, bye for now.
Yes, bye for now. Bye for now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association and Electric Lady Faima. And so we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad?
Commercials?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad.
I'm going to play this song.
No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, welcome back. And we're going to have to say goodbye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. And we're going to end the program with The Ventures, Wipeout Live in Japan.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Lots of love to you. Have a great rest of the week, and all the best.
All right. So enjoy, everybody, and see you all again next Thursday. That mic wasn't working.
I'm on number 3 here.
Oh, I got it.